Uno más, por favor.
Receiving power.
One more time.
Receiving power.
Yeah, come on now. Receiving power is my job. My job is not to fix the United States government. It's not to fix Brazil. It's not to fix Vietnam. It's not to fix you. My job is to have the power of God in my life. I'm not here. I'm not called to fix anybody in this room. I'm called to preach. There's a big difference between preaching and fixing. He does the fixing. You do the catching, he does the cleaning. Amen. You don't clean the fish, let God clean the fish. Because you don't know how to clean them. And that goes for your kids too. God knows how to clean your kids. Praise the Lord. Your job is to train them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's my job. My job is to train them. His job is to fix them. And so if I'm not filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm not living up to what I'm capable of. I want to have everything I'm capable of. I want to do everything I'm capable of doing. I want to do everything that's been asked of me by God. And the thing is, it can be God's will for me to do 10 things, but if I'm not filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to get those things done. So I've got to get with it. Praise the Lord. So he said, I put here in your notes, the need for mankind to be filled with the Holy Spirit is as great today as it was when the church was first started. Come on in. Praise the Lord. It's as much today as when the church first started. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God upon the earth today. Yes. You got to get this right, church. Everybody look up here. Yes. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God in the earth today. Yes. Jesus is not here. The Father is not here. Now, this is important. Say, Pastor Ed, you're straying from Jesus. No, I'm not. Because the Holy Spirit's only allowed to talk about one thing. That's who? Jesus. Now, the Holy Spirit, he'd be great on a talk show. And now we have the Holy Spirit of God. Let's all give him a hand clap. Come on, everybody. The Holy Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. So, Holy Spirit, tell me. Tell me about yourself. What was it like in the beginning? He doesn't say anything. So tell me, what's it like being with the Father? He doesn't say anything. Well, tell me about Jesus. Well, okay, now you brought up a subject I can talk about. Well, he's the Son of God. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He brought a new covenant into existence. And he's the baptizer of me, the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing I can tell you about myself is that Jesus will baptize you with me. You see, if you want to do an interview with the Holy Spirit, he ain't going to talk to you. He's not just going to talk. He's going to talk about Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus paid the price. But if you want to talk to Jesus about anything except the Holy Spirit, he's not going to have a lot to tell you either. Oh, Pastor Ed, that's not true. Why? The Holy Spirit and Jesus are working together. They're not in disagreement. Are you here? Why did the church need the Holy Spirit to begin with? Verse 8. Anybody got an open book answer test? Open book answer for this test. It's an open book test. The answer is right there. What does it say? You shall receive
power.
Yeah, power. To be what? Witnesses unto me. The church, by and large, is powerless because the church is not seeking the power of the Holy Spirit. The church wants to have as little as possible and get by with as little as possible. That's true. You have a service more than an hour long, people don't want to come back. Keep it under an hour and I'll come back. Why? You go to the doctor, you have a surgery. You say, doctor, I only have 45 minutes. I know it's open heart surgery, but I've got to be somewhere. And the doctor would look at you like, you want to do the operation? You get in the dentist chair. Dentist, I only got a little bit. You got to fill this cavity as fast as you can because I'm really in a hurry. Okay. How about you fill your own tooth? People have more respect for winemakers than they do the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, these...